Dear Cheap Astronomy, do you think intelligent aliens will be humanoid, like in the movies? The human body form is partly the result of historical circumstance and partly the result of the particular environmental conditions that exist on Earth. As we've discussed before on this podcast, a carbon and water solvent-based biochemistry is likely to be a relatively common basis for complex ecosystems across the universe. There are some possible alternatives, but by and large, such exotic biochemistries would be limited to very cold environments where non-water chemical solvents can exist in a fluid state. And carbon is an incredibly versatile element for building diverse molecular structures. The next best element, silicon, is kind of blunt and stodgy. Silicon is useful for building a house, but you'd be hard-pressed to build a silicon-based elephant that could eat silicon-based acacia trees. So, while all this may just be a massive failure of imagination, in the absence of more data, there are compelling reasons to think that another intelligent life form is most likely to be water and carbon-based, and hence it is most likely to arise under roughly similar conditions to what we have had here on Earth. If it is all about water and carbon, the only environments able to support a liquid water-based ecosystem are going to be Goldilocks zones, either on a planet with an atmosphere or in a subsurface ocean, remembering that water will quickly sublimate into a gas if it's not contained under pressure. But we cannot assume that the one ecosystem that we are familiar with has adopted all the best strategies and solutions that may be possible under these circumstances. For example, building large organisms from microscopic cell-based units may not be the only way. An organism of substantial size might develop in a very simple form and then begin to evolve, gaining greater structural complexity and size in the process of taking advantage of new and varied food sources. This would represent an ecosystem of immortals. Nonetheless, as a thought experiment, let's assume that competition between multicellular individuals does arise as the foundation of an alien ecosystem. Even then, we should expect that many of the entities in that ecosystem will be plant-like organisms, either living by photosynthesis or, particularly if they evolved in a subsurface ocean, by chemosynthesis or even thermosynthesis. So, we can't rule out the possibility that plants can develop intelligence and technological capability. And if not the plants, then intelligent animal-like organisms that live off the plants are just as likely to develop underwater as they are on land. So, we can't rule out the possibility of smart fish. About the only common feature of all the animal body forms on Earth is that they are built around a tube that starts with a mouth and ends with a butt. Around that tube you can have eyes, ears, whiskers, or electroreceptors. And you can have 2, 4, 6 or 8 legs, just like you can have 2, 4, 6 or 8 fins. So, if you ever do meet an alien being, it is very likely to be a water-solvent, carbon-based entity. Beyond that, we can only guess that it might be something kind of leafy, like a plant, or otherwise it might be something that has a mouth and a butt. And really, if they are aliens from an advanced civilization, what you will probably meet is one of their robots. Genuinely advanced aliens would sensibly stay home and watch the whole encounter on the telly, and they'd probably fast-forward through all the boring bits.